The telephone survey was conducted between April and June of this year. Respondents were limited to English-speaking adult women who live in the city and borough of Juneau. Andre Rose with the University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center analyzed the data and says despite those limitations, the survey had a relatively large sample size.
Our original goal was, I think, 550 respondents, and we were able to collect information from 600.
Well, he thinks the result is a fairly conservative estimate of the amount of domestic violence and sexual assault in Juneau. Rose says the survey was designed to get accurate information.
We identify the survey as a survey of health and injury, and then we slowly get into more serious forms of victimization. So we'll begin with psychological aggression, then we'll move on to coercive control. Eventually, we'll talk about physical violence, and then towards the end of the interview, we ask about sexual violence.
Rose says past domestic violence and sexual assault surveys have been skewed by using legal definitions. This survey addressed specific behaviors.
We didn't ask respondents if they were a victim of an assault. Instead, we asked them, have your romantic or sexual partners kicked you? Have your romantic or sexual partners hit you with a fist or something hard?
The results were weighted to represent the number of women over the age of 18 in Juneau, about 11,700 according to the last census. Based on those estimates, more than 47% of women in the capital city have experienced domestic violence, and 35% have experienced sexual violence in their lifetime. Estimates for just the past year were shocking. 12% of women in Juneau were physically abused by a partner, and 1% were sexually assaulted or raped. Overall, Rose says 55% of women in Juneau have been victims of either domestic abuse or sexual violence or both.
Our neighbors, our friends, our coworkers, our mothers, daughters, people that we care about, and people that we love.
Regional surveys like the one in Juneau have been done in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Bristol Bay this year, patterned after a 2010 statewide survey. However, Rose cautions against comparing data from any of the studies.
Because you're talking about different types of assaults that are committed against different types of people and that are perpetrated by different types of offenders. But what I can tell you is that in all of the regions that we have studied this year, we are finding very high, unacceptably high, rates of violence among adult women.
Alaska Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Executive Director Lori Morton says the surveys will provide a baseline for future studies to be conducted every 5 years.
To give some time for community strategies to go into effect.
In Juneau, one of those strategies has been developed by AWARE, a nonprofit domestic violence and sexual assault prevention center. It's a plan called Pathways to Prevent Violence. AWARE Executive Director Sarah Lynn Tabachnik says three of the four pathways are at least in part targeted at young children and teens.
I think that's critically important to give healthy messages early on and to repeat them early on.
The Juneau Police Department also has taken an active role in fighting crimes against women. Julia Erickson is JPD's Police Crisis Intervention Specialist, a social worker position created 2 years ago to follow up with victims of domestic or sexual abuse.
To make sure that they get the resources that they need to support them through the court process, through getting into safe shelter, getting a protective order, whatever needs to be done to ensure their safety, and to stop the re-victimization of women.
The survey of Juneau women was paid for as part of a legislative appropriation to the State Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. It also received support from Governor Sean Parnell's Choose Respect initiative. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.